Hello and welcome to the Addicted Austenite, your one-stop podcast for all things Jane Austen. I'm Catherine and today I'm going to be reviewing episode 8 of ITV's Sanderton. Yay, episode 8, we've done it guys, we have made it to the end of this series. It's been a long journey, longer than usual when we deal with Jane Austen adaptations, but we are finally at the end, and this time around I'm going to give a quick rundown of what happens in this episode, so of course spoilers are ahead, and then I'm going to give my thoughts on not just the episode but the series as a whole, because a lot of the ways I feel about this episode are to do with how they set the series up in its entirety rather than just the episode itself. Because as with the rest of this series, there were some bits I really enjoyed and there were some bits that I had some problems with as well. So let's dive right into the action and see what happens in this episode. In the episode before, we've had the boat race and it's been going really well, actually. It was really popular. Charlotte made friends with a Lady Susan who brought all of her friends from London and it went really well, so everybody's pretty okay at the start of this episode. Charlotte's a bit confused. We start the episode with her talking to Georgiana Lamb about her relationship with Sydney. Of course, Georgiana is not happy about this. She still does not like Sydney with everything that's gone on. I don't blame her, really, for not liking him. I can understand where that comes from. Though perhaps she is being a little bit over the top, but you know. And moving to the other aspect of Charlotte's love life, we find out that Mr. Stringer has been accepted for an apprenticeship in London, which is really exciting to do with architecture. And he goes to tell his father, who is just a complete jerk about it. It's that working class kind of stigma about education, like, I'm a worker, your grandfather was a worker, your family has always been workers, why do you need to go off and get an education? And when that happened, I was sort of thinking, yeah, something's going to happen there, because they have an argument and I'm thinking this isn't going to end well. So really the happiest storyline in this whole episode actually belongs to Esther Denham. Now, I made a few predictions during my reviews of other episodes that Lady Denham was going to die towards the end, which doesn't happen, but she is back to her fiery self. I mentioned in the very first episode that Lady Denham was very much a character of two parts, and now she is back to this first part that she was, this very shrewd, very socially aware woman, and she encourages Esther. They have a very meaningful conversation actually, and Lady Denham shares her tragic backstory in inverted commas, and she encourages Esther to go for Lord Babington, who has been a very good friend to her. Now, there is a ball. A completely unmentioned ball, as it happens. They haven't mentioned it once that it was going to happen, even though they've been mentioning things in advance for quite a while in this series. So there's a ball. And everybody comes together at this ball. Charlotte and Sydney Parker have some time together. She also dances with Mr. Stringer and has a bit of fun. He tells her about the apprenticeship and everybody's really excited. Esther received a proposal from Lord Babington and she accepts. And it's very happy, yay. There is a mad moment when Edward Denham comes striding into the ball all drunk and crazy and he's screaming about Esther and trying to shock everybody by hinting that they'd had a relationship, Edward and Esther. And of course, it's all a bit crazy. Esther runs off and this is when Lord Babington goes to her and comforts her and proposes again because he doesn't care what Edward says, because he can see that Edward has really had a grip on Esther right from the beginning. While this ball is going on, Mr. Stringer's father is being rather obstinate. He is working on the building of the houses and it's well past dark and the light isn't very good. And Mr. Stringer, before he goes to the ball, he says, look, Dad, just stop now. You've done enough. But no, he's in a mood about Mr. Stringer going to London to get educated, so he is being stubborn and he's going to stay until the candle burns down, basically. Probably even then he'd try and carry on. Unfortunately, halfway up a ladder, Mr. Stringer the Elder seems to have some kind of heart attack or something. He falls, the candle falls, and the whole place catches fire. It is very big, very dramatic, just goes up. And of course, some of the workers who didn't go to the ball, they notice and they come running in, and everybody scrambles to help put out this fire. It's actually quite impressive how everybody comes together. Charlotte's there helping, Sydney takes charge, but of course, poor Mr. Stringer, he's actually left for a little while until one of his friends comes to find him and he realises what's happened, and he knows without confirmation that his father's died, basically. And it's a horrible, horrible moment. It is so sad. And to make matters worse, not only is Mr. Stringer devastated by this fire, but also Mr. Parker. Because wouldn't you know it, he didn't insure the building. So when it went up, it's destroyed, no money back. He's not going to be able to build another one. And there's actually this really sweet moment. All the Parkers come together. Mr. Parker, Sydney, his wife, his sister and his brother, Arthur and Diana. They all come together and they're standing in the wreckage of this fire. And they're like, we are going to get through this. We are going to figure something out. And we will rebuild, basically. And Sydney in particular thinks he's come up with a plan. And off he goes to London. Now, he and Charlotte have been getting on. They share a kiss, which you all know my feelings on the Sydney-Charlotte relationship in the past, but actually that kiss was really satisfying and very sweet. And basically, they're more or less in a relationship now, and Charlotte is expecting any day that he's going to propose to her, and she is worried when he goes off to London, as well she should be, because he comes back and he's engaged to Mrs. Campion, which wasn't actually that surprising. As soon as I heard that there was no insurance money, I was certain that was what was going to happen, because why would they have introduced her otherwise, really? And of course, poor Charlotte is just absolutely devastated. Because we were in the final episode, she was making noises about going back home from Sanditon, though she kept mentioning that maybe there might be a reason for her to stay, hinting at her relationship with Sydney Parker. But of course, when he comes back engaged to Mrs. Campion, all of that goes out the window, and she decides that she is going back home. She's not going to stay in Sanditon anymore. She goes round and makes her goodbyes. She does say goodbye to Mr. Stringer, who he tells Charlotte that he's not going to take this apprenticeship right away. He's going to stay and sort of take over his father's role. He was so upset that he'd argued with his father before he died. That's the last they spoke to each other, was in anger. And he is going to stay in Sanditon to sort of honour his father's memory, really, which is really sad. Really, really sad. So yeah, not a good ending for him either. Though there is one happy ending, and I have mentioned it before, and this is Esther and Lord Babington, and they do get married at the end of the episode, which is great. It's really sweet, everybody's really happy for them, and they actually look happy. I think for the first time in the entire series, Esther Denham looks genuinely happy, which is really sweet. So, that's pretty much what happens in this episode. As you can see, not a lot of happy endings. It's not really a very Austen-esque ending, to my mind, because Jane did like to tie everything up with a bow at the end and make sure that everybody who deserved to be was happy. Now, this isn't necessarily the series' fault. It is very clear that they were expecting to have a second series, so this is why they built it up to this point. This is why Charlotte doesn't get her happy ending. I assume that if the second series had been commissioned, they were going to carry on. Charlotte was going to somehow end up coming back to Sanditon, where Mr. Stringer has stayed, and I think their romance would have blossomed a bit more, while she sadly watches Sydney Parker get engaged to Mrs. Campion to help pay off Tom Parker's debts. But unfortunately, it has been cancelled, so there is no series two. And unfortunately, that makes this episode very unsatisfying as an end point for this series and for everybody's stories, because apart from Esther, nobody really gets a happy ending. Tom kind of does, because he's got a little bit of financial security knowing that his brother's going to marry Mrs. Campion, although I think that would have caused some issues in series two as well. Perhaps she would refuse to give Sydney the money, perhaps there would have been some arguments. But yeah, really nobody gets that happy ending, which is a great shame, because despite my complaints about this series, I do care about the characters and I wanted to see it all wrapped up nicely, and I was really looking forward to how they were gonna end all of these problems that were occurring, and sadly it's been cut off midway through, essentially. I must admit, Jane Austen aside, I don't really like it when series do that. Like, it's understandable that you want a cliffhanger to make people want to watch the next series, but this doesn't feel like a cliffhanger. This feels like an unfinished story, if you see what I mean. There's a bit of a difference. If it was just a cliffhanger, things would have been wrapped up. Charlotte would be in a good position. She'd be happy, possibly with Sydney. Perhaps, for example, we would have seen Sydney and Charlotte get together, get engaged, and they are happy. And that is when the fire starts in the building. Because that does leave a lot of unanswered questions that could be started and picked up in series two, but also provides a satisfying ending should series two not happen. And that's really the difference for me. And that's why it doesn't feel very Austen-esque. Like I said, Jane likes to sort of wrap everything up. Jane actually never wrote a sequel to any of her stories, so they are all neat and contained. So we don't know how she would have handled an ongoing story. But then again, really, this series, I can't exactly describe it as Jane Austen, to be honest. This is a problem that I've had all the way through. Clearly, they got their inspiration from the beginnings of Sanditon, what Jane wrote. But that is very quickly dealt with and is over by halfway through episode one. And from there, it just becomes another period drama. I'm not saying it was a bad period drama, it's just not a Jane Austen one. I've mentioned before that it has, for me at least, more of a Bronte feel. It's that more Victorian, pessimistic, in a way, kind of storyline that they've gone for with this. And really, the most Austen-esque thing about this whole series, and I've said this before, is Arthur Parker. I absolutely adored him. He was so brilliantly written and very well acted as well, I have to say. It was a very good combination there of writer and actor, really gelling. And so whoever wrote for Arthur Parker's character should definitely get a raise. But the problem with Arthur Parker for me was that he was so brilliant that he showed how well somebody understood Jane's characterization and her stories. And it makes me disappointed that that couldn't have been carried across for the whole series. Understandably, there is a lot that is missing from the story of Sanditon from Jane Austen, so they were going to have to start making things up and filling in the blanks for themselves, but they just didn't carry on that tone with it, apart from with Arthur Parker. My overall opinion of this series is that it was a very good period drama, but unfortunately it was not a good Austen adaptation, which is a shame, because were I simply reviewing it as its own series, I would have given it a higher score. But unfortunately, because this is the Addicted Austenite and we're focusing on the Jane Austen things, I have to unfortunately give it a lower score. Gonna go with about a 3, unfortunately. 3 out of 7 for Edward. So that's it. That is the end of our journey through ITV's Sanditon. Thank you so much for sticking with me throughout this entire thing. It's been a long one, but I'm really glad that I've done it. And thank you so much for coming on this journey with me. I hope you've enjoyed it. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this series as a whole, on the characters, on the story, etc., etc. And I will see you next time for a completely un-Sanditon related episode. I'm actually working on a few Christmassy episodes, so stick around for that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Addicted Us Tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please do like it, subscribe and share, and all those lovely things that we podcasters love. Drop any comments my way. I love hearing what you think about the things I'm talking about the podcast itself. So do get in touch, and I will see you for the next episode. And as ever, until then, happy reading. Your faithful servant, the author.